Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, did you hear about the cruise ship?
I did.
60 miles.
4,200 people?
60 miles from the studios. It came in near about 60 miles from the studio last night. 4,000 people. 4,000 people. And what we saw was that how important water, plumbing, and electricity is. And the moment it shuts down, human beings become toxic. Because they said immediately waste began to come down the walls and the floors. They couldn't use it to plumbing. Oh, wow. They couldn't cook any food. They were giving them bags and buckets, and they would put the buckets and the bags out in the hallway. It was such reeking of all those bad smells. They were getting sick. So they had to go to the deck, and it was like refugees coming, because all these sheets were set up on the deck like tents. And they were staying up there until it got too cold. And they were eating like cucumber and onion sandwiches because you couldn't cook nothing.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
and
goodness.
Yeah, it was just really, really, really rough. And then, of course, you're looking at immediately E. coli's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Because the plumbing's just, you know, you tell people don't use plumbing, but you got 4,000 people. And if you've ever been on a cruise ship.
Yeah. I was actually on that same ship.
Oh, were you?
That was the same one.
Well, you think about it. You go on a cruise. Have you ever been on, the first thing I remember, the first time I ever went on one of these cruises, it took a long time for things to kick off or something. I looked at Donna and I go, I am so hungry. There's nowhere to get nothing to eat.
On the ship?
Yeah, well, it hadn't started yet.
That was his first time on a cruise.
Yeah. And so then imagine how much food they feed you. And then they say, do not.
Oh, my God.
Don't use the bathroom.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my goodness. You know, it's just like. That was amazing that they made it through that. But it's all the way from Sunday to Thursday night. It's like we can send a man to the moon, but we cannot go out and put another ship beside them, put a brow up and have them come over to that ship.
Yeah,
and the CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines was at a Miami Heat game on the, like watching the game while they were out there floating in the water.
I heard about
that.
You think about, you know. At a time like that, you want to see the CEO on a commercial. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just like,
we're doing everything we can to help you.
You know, I guess he thought they didn't have TV or anything out there, so they wouldn't know that he was there, but they didn't realize somebody would say something. So, of course, once they started getting off the boat, I was watching the interviews last night with local television, you know, out interviewing them, and they're saying how dangerous it was. Smoke began to fill their rooms and come around because there was a fire in the engine. The boat began to tilt sideways. They began to think about, you know, Titanic and how quickly it sunk in 2 hours. And they're going through all these. They begin to form prayer groups. You know, people began to talk about, you know, we got to pray and ask God not this boat wouldn't go down.
Right.
And that's all these things they were going through while he was at the Miami Heat's game.
Wow.
And they're I mean, think about it. Wow. It's just, you know, sewage, smoke, fire, tilting of your ship like it's going to go down. And nobody's going out there just hooking them up and bringing them on in. It takes them always Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, late Thursday night, to be able to get them in. Unsanitary, no showers, no cleaning,
and that small area. That's what we know right now.
Right.
No telling what occurred with lawlessness and stuff. People going crazy because they didn't have these basic things.
Well, they did talk about that as well, but we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.